This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. For our second report in our new series, Artisans of Michigan, we go to Brighton and the Thompson Art Glass Studio. The Thompson family has been constructing stained glass and leaded glass windows in Michigan since 1929.
You know, we're not interested in making sun catchers or little things that we sell at craft fairs. That's just not our business. Our business is stuff that's much longer lasting than that.
Dirk Thompson says he's talking about churches, colleges, businesses, and high-end homes. Thompson Art Glass also does a lot of restoration work. The day I visited, his son, Dirk Thompson Jr., was piecing together a leaded glass window for Cranbrook Academy of Art. Seems a stray soccer ball crashed into the window. He held a piece of glass in his hand, and he began to scribe an arc freehanded.
Now that's some skill. Actually, Lester, I'm a bit off.
He teaches his students how to do that in class one.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what most people are afraid of, is the technique of cutting glass.
The Thompsons work all over Michigan, parts of Ohio, Canada. Work is steady, but over the last couple of decades, a major source of business has slowed.
Demand for church windows. There hasn't been as many church windows built in the last 20 years, so the demand is down.
So not a lot of new churches, but there are some additions to churches, and the stained glass windows are still in demand there. Thompson says there's been growth in other areas, homes. And in Michigan, a lot of those stained glass scenes are not necessarily biblical. They're often hunting scenes.
We get a lot of wildlife requests. We get a lot of requests for flowers and for foliage scenes, grapes and leaves, and again, more wildlife.
Just looking at these sketches of completed jobs, you've got moose, otter, deer, hunting dogs, wolf, cardinals. It's pretty extensive.
Aquarium, yep. They bring us in their ideas. If they have any photos, they bring those along. And then we do composite drawings and develop the concept.
It's no accident that Dirk Thompson entered the family business. It was encouraged. It was planned.
When I was a kid, our grandfather sent the four grandsons that seemed to be inclined in grade school. He sent us all to art class every summer. And in high school, he sent us to art class at Cranbrook Academy. To be honest with you, I worked here at the shop on Saturdays with my dad since about seventh grade. I had no question what I was going to do because I just absolutely love the artwork.
Dirk Thompson Jr. is the fourth generation of the family in Thompson Art Glass. Dirk Sr. says he's glad the family business is still going strong.
I'm just thrilled as can be. I've currently got three young grandsons, and I hope they're going to be the fifth generation. But again, that has yet to be seen.
Both the Thompsons say they can't imagine doing anything else. Seeing a concept build to reality is rewarding in itself. But the senior Thompson says a particularly large job, three walls of stained glass at St. Mary's in Pinckney, led the bishop to pull Dirk Thompson aside.
He told me personally, he said, you know, this was a beautiful building, but now that it's got the stained glass in it, it's a place of God. And, I mean, that statement really blew me away. I mean, that's worth any amount of money in the world to get a compliment like that.
That's Dirk Thompson of Thompson Art Glass in Brighton, the latest installment in our series, Artisans of Michigan.